like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Courtney DeSando.
And this is this movie time. Time to go back and look at romance again.
Ah, feels good.
And who better than teenagers?
Nothing better than a teenager in love. Or many teenagers in love. The half of it is the name of the movie, which I loved. Directed by Alice Wu.
One of the best I've seen ever. In some respects, a mellow movie.
There were lots of different pieces reminiscent of former movies or TV shows or scenes. It wasn't that there was anything fresh and new. It was her fresh and new way of looking at it. It's the same old story.
I like our protagonist.
Ellie Chu, who is just an adorable creature in every way.
Asian American. She's kind of nerdy. She's got the round glasses.
And she's writing everybody's essays. She's so brilliant. And the teacher knows it. And everyone knows it. And she's making money because for her father and her family.
All the kids are slacking off because she writes them. And, of course, the teacher knows. I love that little scene between the two of them about her writing them for them.
Yeah. Yeah. The teacher's totally on to the whole scheme. She says nobody's been writing essays for the last... What's going on? She knows there's a change in the mood when no one's getting their essays written.
So at full force, she says, look it. She says, you think I want to read their essays?
Exactly. So she's super bright. She's super nerdy. And the class jock wants to have help falling in love with the beauty of the school.
We've got the old Cyrano de Bergerac theme going here.
Roxanne for the more contemporary version.
So we have Ellie writing letters to...
Beautiful Aster for the jock, Paul. Adorable Paul, who cannot even get one word out when he's in the presence of the beauty. So he has our little bright one write his love letters for him.
And you know, it really works for me. And though I've seen and love Cyrano de Bergerac, and it's been done before, but this one gives it the freshness. It's like
the
it's
the texting. It wasn't the letters, it's now texting. So texting the girl, and so it's her really falling in love with the girl as well. So that's the other twist on top of the twists.
Yeah. Who's in love with whom?
Yeah, you can't figure it out.
No.
And then what is love anyways?
Right.
I love when she says, in the old quote, love is patient, love is kind.
Yes.
And Paul asks her, well, what is love? And she says, I don't know, but if I knew, I would have a quote. And then by the end of the movie, there's a quote by Ellie, and it's, love is messy, love is horrible, love is selfish.
I particularly love the messy thing. Trying to be so beautiful and eloquent, it comes down to it. It is messy.
It's a one-train town, and I love the scenes with the trains. I thought that was perfect with her in the little booth doing the signals out there. It was very lyrical and lovely, and it cast me right along with it, and I enjoyed every minute of it.
Did you note that in the final scene was a takeoff on The Graduate?
And it was funny because she had said earlier in the movie, oh, anytime they're running after the train and she's sitting on the train and she says it's so soupy and then there he is at the end running after her on the train.
Wu just very
lightly.
Gently brings these in.
And you feel like you remember it and you're thinking of, and of course there are some references to Casablanca in it.
Yes,
and the father in the old movies. And I loved Paul. I thought he was a great character. I didn't get him at the beginning. But of course, he grew on me too as we went through it.
Aster is so far out of his.
He wasn't very attractive, but he grew on me to the point where I really got him at the end.
Still wasn't in her league.
No, certainly not.
I mean, she's a beautiful, intelligent woman whom our little Ellie has fallen in love with. Oh, that's very subtle too.
You only see one single second, and then right at the beginning, and then you see how she looks at her, and you go, oh, okay, now that makes that interesting.
Paul, he's such a nice guy, but that's why he needs Ellie to write.
Well, he couldn't even speak in front of her. I thought that was a cute scene with them in the diner on the date. And then she's not in the bushes, but she's in the car texting for him to her as they're sitting across from each other. He couldn't even have a conversation with beautiful Aster.
It is a transitional moment for everybody in the town. Like that train, they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to change their lives. It's not easy because it's not a bad life.
They seem to enjoy it. It's pretty but at the same time, everybody wants to leave. I think it wrapped up the high school experience, love in general, modern communication, and the mix-up of life. And it was a wonderful getaway for me for an hour and a half.
I had a Greta Gerwig feeling about
this.
Courtney DeSando, the half of it. What grade do you award it?
B++.
I'll take up and give it the A- as well.
He's more generous than I am. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.